you have your Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 27 tonight. 1 Samuel, Old Schofield, page 350. 1 Samuel chapter number 27. Now watch what he says. David, 1 Samuel chapter number 27. He said, "And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand." And David arose, and he passed over with the 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Noam, and the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. And David said unto Achish, "If I have found grace in thy sight, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there, for thou shouldst, but why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee?" Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day, wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and invaded the Girgashites and the Gerzites and the Amalekites, for those nations were of old inhabited of the land, as thou goest unto Shur, even unto the land of Egypt. And David smote the land, and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep, and the oxen, and the asses, and the camels, and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And Achish said, "Whether have ye made a road today?" And David said, "Against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jeremelites, and against the south of the Kenites." And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath, saying, "Lest they should tell on us, saying, so did David, and so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines." And Achish believed David, saying, "He hath made his people Israel utterly to whore him. Therefore he shall be my servant forever." I want to preach tonight on this thought, if God will be my help. It's dangerous to talk to yourself. Amen. It's dangerous to talk to yourself. As we look at this and we see what's taking place. Now, if you'll read your Bible, you see 1 Samuel chapter 26. You see that that Saul has come out against David. David and his men, he's got 600 armed men, fighting men, and he's hiding in the caves of En-Gedi, and Saul comes against him, comes to hunt him down like a dog and to kill him. Well, during the night, the Lord delivers Saul into David's hand, and David goes down into Saul's camp, and he goes to his boisterous head where Saul is sleeping, and he's got a canteen, he's got his spear there at his head. His servant said, "Well, let's just go ahead and smite him through." He said, "I'll not strike him twice." He said, "I'll just spear him through and he'll be done." Of course, David said, "No." I said, "We can't touch the Lord's anointed. It's not in our place to do away with Saul." He said, "God's anointed made him king. It's God's job to take care of this wicked man." Amen. Praise God. So he doesn't do nothing, but he takes his spear and he goes out and he hollers down in the morning, and they holler back and they said, "You know, is this David?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I want you to notice," your guard there, he should have been paying attention. He's let you down. We've come into camp. The enemy's come in and could have smote you in your sleep." And of course, Saul realizes that David is more gracious than himself. And Saul says, tells him as much. And he says, "Just go ahead and come in. I'm going to just to make it short." He said, "I'm not going to quit. I'm going to quit pursuing you. I'm not going to chase you anymore. You're more righteous than me." Praise God. David said, "I'm going to leave you alone." Amen. So we see David as one of the greatest victories that he's ever attained to. Now David had attained to a lot of victories. He had whipped the Philistines. He had whipped different armies. He had whipped the enemy many, many times. But this time he got a victory over the enemy. He got a victory over Saul, praise God, who was pursuing him. And he figured he would be pursuing him all the days of his life. The sad part is that David still assumes this even after Saul has made the statement that he does. And so David begins to wonder in himself. Now he's on top of the mountain, praise God. He's a hollering down. He's having a mountaintop experience, if you will. And as soon as God gives him the victory, the old devil himself began to cause him to doubt himself. Amen. You ever have a mountaintop experience, praise God, before you get off the mountain, get through shouting the old devil trying to get you to doubt yourself? To doubt the feeling that you have, the confidence that you have, the hope that you have. But he's there on the mountaintop, praise God, having a mountaintop experience, and these feelings come. And next thing you know, praise God, he's done rolled down into the valley. Amen. Done got low. Praise the Lord. But what happens when we feel all right? We need to talk to God. Amen. Praise the Lord, when you're shouting out in the mountain and things ain't looking good, things ain't seeming to be going the way you'd like to, praise the Lord, what we need to do is just take time to talk to God. Amen, praise the Lord. It's dangerous to talk to yourself. Self will get you in trouble. Amen. The Bible says that David said in his heart. So David was talking to himself. You know who's got me in more trouble than anybody I know? Me. Amen? You know who's got you in more trouble than anybody you know? It's you. Amen? So why would we confer with ourselves, praise God, when self ain't ever really give us good advice? Self has given me some of the worst advice that I've ever had. Some of the worst advice I've ever had has come from me. What I think in myself. But he said, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. He said, there is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the hand of the Philistines, or land of the Philistines. Amen? So he gets to talking to himself, and his self says, amen, he says, go down there and live in the land of the enemy. Now, what kind of common sense does it make if you're coming out, praise God, you're coming out in a victory. God's done give him a victory. God's done told him that he's going to be anointed, that he's anointed, that he's going to be the next king of Israel. God's done brought him a victory over Saul. And the first thing he does, he begins to confer with himself, and self says, just go ahead down there to where the enemy is. Camp out down there. What kind of sound advice is that? It's not. Amen. So we got to be careful. It is dangerous if we begin to talk to ourselves. But it's even more dangerous when we begin to answer ourselves. Amen. Sometimes, hey, we all talk to ourselves. Hello. Hey, oh me. Amen. Sometimes that's the only way we can carry on an intelligent conversation. Amen. As you get to talking to ourselves. But we better be careful when we start answering ourselves for ourselves, because it gets us in trouble. Amen. When we're feeling low, praise God, when important decisions come, hey, we shouldn't confer with self. Hey, we should confer with God. Amen. When hardships come, praise God, we should confer. What if David got Abiathar, his priest, amen, and what they should have done, they should have sought the mind of God. Did you see the difference it would have made if David would have went out there after this great victory? He'd got Abiathar, the priest. He'd say, hey, come up here a minute and say, gather some of these holy men around. He said, we got to talk. Amen. We got to pray. We got to seek God's face. We got to figure out what God wants us to do. Where God would have us to go from here. Amen. You know, that makes a difference in your life when we confer with God. When we begin to ask God, Lord, what would you have me to do? And we listen for him to speak to our hearts. But when we speak to ourselves and we listen to ourselves gets us in trouble. Amen. First thing you know, praise God, you start making foolish decisions. Foolish decisions are made if we don't pause and to inquire of God what He'd have us to do. Amen. God, hey, God knows more about the future than we do. Hello? God knows your future. He holds your future in His hand. If we'll just confer with Him, praise God, He can give us sound advice. Praise the Lord. That's what He does. But what happened to David, the first thing he did, when he began to talk to himself, because the dangers of talking to himself, he began to talk to himself. The first thing he did, brother, just he stopped serving God. Amen. He stopped going in the direction that God had, would have him to go. You know what he got caught up in? He got caught up thinking in a survival mode. I'm afraid in this world that we're living in during this COVID and this stuff, all this mess and the pandemics and everything is going to get, a whole lot of people's quit thinking about God, seeking God's face. They started conferring with self, and self told them to just walk away from God. There's no logic in that. Amen? The only place I've ever got help, praise God, is when I've got it from the Lord. But when we start thinking about self-preservation, the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 35, he said, "For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it." Amen. When we have a strong desire for self-preservation, if we ain't very careful, self starts taking over and we forget to remember God. Amen. Now, I know every one of us tonight, we can look around and we see people that we know, and they went into self-preservation mode. I mean, they've locked themselves down. They've locked themselves in their house. They've hid themselves behind a mask. They locked their doors. They don't allow nobody to come in. And I mean, I understand being safe. We need to be safe. And if we have, underlying conditions, I understand all that. But when we start letting that supersede in our life and looking at self-preservation instead of trusting in the Lord, we're backing up. Amen. Because the Bible says, Brother Charles, that in the last days, this thing's going to wax worse and worse. In other words, I don't see it getting a whole lot better. I see dictation coming. I see viruses. I see illness. I see pandemics. I see violence. I see unruly people. I see that in our future. So I'm not going to confer with myself, praise God. I'm going to prefer myself to Jesus. Or you might say, like a physician, Brother Scott, I'm going to refer myself, make a referral myself to the Lord and ask God to help me. Amen. So I don't get caught up like David. He got caught up, praise God, in thinking of only surviving. You know, it's a good thing to survive, and we have to survive. But I don't want to give up my life to survive. I want to be able to meet together with you folks. I want to be able to worship and praise God and give Him glory while we have an opportunity. I want these little young'uns, praise God, like Braxton this morning, praise, to get saved and born again and serve the Lord. I want to see another generation on fire for God. I told the fellas this morning in our meeting, praise God, what they need to see is us on fire. What's going to make a difference is when our people, our children, our youngins, our families, praise God, not being self-preserved, but praise God, being preserved and trusting in the Lord, seeking the Lord's face with all our heart. Amen. So what was David's first mistake? His first mistake is he didn't trust God. Amen. He didn't trust God. He trusted in his flesh. He trusted in man. He trusted in humanity. He trusted in everything in the world but God. Bible says, "Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you." He said, if we'll seek first that that's right in the eyes of God. In other words, if we trust the Lord tonight, the Lord will make a difference in your life and mine. His first mistake was that he didn't trust God. Amen? His second mistake was that he trusted his enemy for protection. Amen? Have you ever thought how silly that is? When you trust your enemy, that's like saying, you know what, I'm a child of God, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask the devil to just show me the way he'd have me to go. Maybe it'll preserve me alive. Amen. Devil don't care nothing about the serving you alive. The devil just like kill you just as quick as anything. Amen. We can't put ourselves into the hands of the enemy. We have to trust the Lord. The first thing David did, he quit trust the Lord. The second thing he did is he went to the enemy side. Amen. Listen, when things get hard, when things get tough, praise God, we don't run to the enemy side. We don't go to the enemy, praise God. We go to the Lord. And we camp out before Him and we make our call and election sure and our petitions loud before God. Amen. Say, Lord, this is what we need. We need some help. We need some intervention. Amen. Need intervention in my life so I can make a difference in somebody else's. That's what changes things. That's what makes things go the way they need to go. So look what happened in David's life when he took the wrong direction. Amen. The danger of talking to yourself and the danger of listening to yourself. David did, and he went down into the land of the Philistines. Amen. And said, David rose and he passed over with the 600 men that were with him unto Achish. So not only did David go down to the enemy, he didn't trust the Lord, but he went down to the enemy, but he took his men with him. Amen. You know what happens a lot of times when we go to the enemy side? Instead of seeking the Lord's side, praise God, we take our people with us. And it says not only did he take those 600 men with him, he said David dwelt with Achish and Gath, he and his men, every man with his, what? Household. So David went down, when he began to talk to himself and he began to answer himself, he tried to preserve himself. He turned his back on God. He run down to the enemy and he took 600 men and their families with them. You say, preacher, I wouldn't have thought, just one little decision would have that much effect. I want to say one decision without God can have a great big effect. Everything we do tonight not only affects us, but it affects everybody around us. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we get into self-preservation mode and we forget about God and we forget about others, then we take them off with us in the wrong direction. And that's what David did. Now notice the result of that. Not only did he take all these people with him, but he found grace in the eyes of Achish, that old heathen king. He gave him a place, Ziklag, where he could make it his camp. And David spent a year and 4 months away from God. Amen? You see how the devil can do? See how self can do when we... It's dangerous to talk to yourself. It's dangerous to listen to yourself. It's dangerous to listen. I pray God to not seek the Lord in all that we do. Amen. The Bible says that he went up and he invaded these different peoples. And he smote the land, verse number 9, and he left neither man or woman alive, and took away the sheep and the oxen and the asses and the camels and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And Achish said, whether have you made a road today? He said, where have you made a road, David? Where have you plowed through? And David said, against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Merlites, and against the Canaanites. And David saved neither man or woman alive, but to bring tithings to Gath. You know why? Because he was a lion. Look the result of listening to himself, following after his flesh. Amen. The result of David, the first thing, he begins to have to scheme. Amen. He begins to scheme and become manipulative in order to get his way and to get through. And not only begin to scheme and be manipulative, but he begins to kill, take lives. Amen. He begins to lie about it. See how hard it is. And he's doing all this just to what? To survive. When God Almighty would help him to thrive. Amen. I don't know about you, but hey, I'd a whole lot rather to thrive than just survive. Amen. So we put our trust in the Lord, praise God. God will make a difference. That way we don't have to scheme and kill and lie, praise God, just to survive. David did. Amen. He began to scheme. Then he began to kill. And then he had to lie about it, to cover it up. But that's the danger of talking to yourself, getting direction from yourself. Amen. Preacher, what's the answer to this? When we get discouraged, when we get in doubt, praise God, we need to seek the Lord's direction. Amen. We need to pray to the Lord. We need to ask God for direction. He's there to help us. He said, if any man has a need, we need to ask. Amen. We need to ask. So what we need to do is seek God's direction. We need to ask God to give us a direction, the way that He'd have us to go. We need to talk to God about it. Praise God. And sometimes we need to even just call a friend. A good Christian friend, praise God. Say, hey, listen, said, I've been a straight tweet too. I need some help. Amen. Do you have any Christian friends that you could call and talk to? Now, I'm talking about Christian friends, truly friends. I'm not talking about somebody that can call and you talk to and they go gospel it out all over the country. Amen. Help us, Lord. I'm talking about calling up a friend, praise God. It's a friend indeed that loves the Lord, praise God, you can confide in. Amen. And you can say, look, I need you to help me pray about this. I need some direction from the Lord, praise God. And they'll help you pray, praise God, without judging you and without sharing everything about you. Amen. We ought to have that, a true friend, you can. Praise the Lord. So we need to seek the Lord for direction. We need to talk to a Christian friend. God, good Christian people, praise God, if we need some help. Amen. And we don't need to be making impulsive decisions. Hey, that's what gets us, most of us. We make a whole lot of impulsive decisions on insignificant matter. I mean, matters that really matter. And we just make them on a whim. We need to take time and stop and pray and ask God to help us. See what David did? He come out of a big victory, and the first thing he did, his old flesh said, well, you're just going to, you're out of it now, but it's going to come again. Amen? But, it ought to be, he conferred with God, and God said, you know what? I brought you through it this time. He said, I can bring it through you again. So I can bring it through again. I can preserve you, praise God. I can take care of you. I can supply all your needs. Made David the kind of man that he was. He was there in the mountains. He was there in those caves, praise God. And over 600 men, misfits, praise God, they took him out. You know why they did that? Because David was seeking the will of God. Amen. But if we ain't very careful, it's dangerous when you talk to yourself and we don't talk to God like we should. Amen. We need to be conferring with God. Not making impulsive decisions, praise God, on significant matters. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we just got to stop, Brother Kevin, and just wait upon the Lord. Amen. Sometimes it's better to stop and just talk to God and wait for an answer. I know we're impatient people. But let me just rephrase that. I'll rewind. I'm an impatient person. I don't have a whole lot of patience. Amen. The Lord's helping me as I get older. To have patience. I got more patience now than I should have had grandkids first because I was more patient. Amen. Now than I was then. Amen. God grows you into patience as you get older. But we need to trust the Lord, praise God, and just wait on Him to give us direction. Not be a talking to ourselves and trying to get self to tell us what we need to do, but we need to ask God's direction. The psalmist said in 27th Psalm, 27 and 14, he said, wait on the Lord. Amen? That's what we need to do. We need to wait on direction from the Lord. He said, how do we get that? By conferring with Him, by talking to Him, by asking Him for help. For asking God, Brother Billy, to give us some direction that He wants us to go. He'll take us around those old obstacles that we have faced with ourselves. We get to try and do it by ourselves. We don't have to scheme and kill and lie and all those kind of things just to survive. But God will help us out, praise God, where we don't have to do them things and we'll thrive. I want to thrive for God, amen. I won't be found pleasing to Him when my last days are done. But He said, if we just wait on the Lord. And He said, while you're waiting on the Lord, He said, be of good courage. Amen. He said, while you're waiting on the Lord, say, praise God, you can put your faith and trust in God, realizing that God's on your side. And if God's on your side, praise God, you already have victory. Amen. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ has overcome everything. That we have victory today in the Lord. Amen. So we just claim that victory. So we wait upon the Lord. We wait with courage from the Lord. Amen. That's where we get our courage and our strength. Said, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Now, David had said in his heart. Now, the Bible says from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the abundance of our heart, praise God, is where our mouth speaks from. But he said, if we'll wait upon the Lord, he said, and be of good courage, or take courage and strength from him, the strength and strengthen our heart in the Lord, praise God. And he says, wait, I say, on the Lord. So the Bible tells us here, if David would have took time to got a hold of old Abathar, pull him outside and said, son, me and you need to have a talk with God. We need to confer with God. We need to see, praise God, God's given us a great victory here. Shouted it out for 2 or 3 days, amen. And said, now we're going to talk with God and see where he'll have us go from here. Amen. Listen, when we get on the mountaintop and we're having an experience with God and we're shouting and praising and giving him glory, amen. When the shouting's done and the praising is done, praise God, we ought to bow on our face and say, Lord God, where'd you have us go now? Give us strength, God, and give us direction, praise God, to go the way you want us to go. Amen. Instead of the way I take us if I'd go. Amen. Don't let me, praise God, don't let me be talking to myself, talking myself into things. Lord, I need you to strengthen my heart to go in the direction that you'd have me to go. I don't want to go the way of the world. I don't want to go the way of my flesh. But Lord, I want to go in the way that you would have me to go. Amen. That you could get glory out of every aspect of my life. Amen. Praise God. No more talking to yourself because you realize self ain't giving you good answers. But you talk to God. Amen. You talk to the Lord and ask him for his help, for his assistance, for his direction, for his persistence in our life. You know, God's more persistent in our life than what we think. He's concerned about us. You and I, praise God. And he wants us to be persistent in our life forever. Amen. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to ask of him that we might have from him to make differences, to go along with us, to take us places, praise God, he'd have us to go. We don't have to dwell with the enemy in a foreign land. Amen. He said, but we can dwell in the promised land with the Lord and the God of glory. Amen. Praise God. In the place where God would have us to be. He said, if we'll just wait upon the Lord, be courageous, be strong. Amen. Realize because he is strong and he'll strengthen us by his might. He'll strengthen our hearts. Amen. He'll give us more strength, praise God, to just wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, seeking his face. Because the darkest days, they may be ahead. But the God of heaven, praise God, he's there with us to guide us. Amen. But it's dangerous to begin to talk to yourself. It's a whole lot better if we'll just talk to the Lord. If we'll confer with him, praise God, and ask him for assistance. Ask him for direction. Hey, every one of us have an idea of what we think would be the right way to go. But there's a way that seemeth right to a man. But I want to say tonight, there is a way that is right in the eyes of God. And God will help us to go that way if we'll let him. So we don't get caught up in a self-preservation mode, but we get caught up in a God-preserving mode, where we realize that God Almighty is going to preserve us. He's going to deliver us. And one day, praise God, bring us safe into glory. Amen. One day in a little while, all this will be behind us. The psalmist said in 30 and 5, he said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You know where that comes from? The Bible says that joy comes from the Lord. Amen. It may be dark and dismal tonight, but weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. Joy is just right around the bend. Joy is just right up ahead. Amen. If we don't talk to ourselves, it's dangerous to talk to yourself, but it's good to talk to the Lord. Amen. It's good to confer with God and ask for His direction. We don't be caught out there a year and 4 months. You can go a long way away from God, Justin, in a year and 4 months. I mean, you can go a long way from God in a year and 4 months. In four months, you can go a whole lot further than you ever want, than you think you can make it back. And the devil will take you further than you want to go. Amen. We can't listen to ourselves. We need to listen to the Lord. And we need to seek His direction, praise God, because He loves us and He cares for us. He don't want us to weep all the night, praise God, but He wants us to have joy in the morning. Amen. That joy comes, praise God, from trusting the Lord. And when that bad time's gone and the joy comes in the morning, praise God, that morning that'll last forever and ever and ever. That morning that we'll spend with our Lord. Because He said there'll be no night there. Amen. He said there'll be joy in the morning. There'll be joy when we get to heaven, praise God. There'll be no night. The Lord Himself's going to be the light of that place. Amen. There'll never be no night. Every time we pass on the street, praise God, we'll just say, Brother Brad, I've been practicing for years. He'll say, good morning. It don't matter what time he calls or what time you call him, he says, good morning. He said he's practicing up for when he gets to heaven. Amen. Every time we pass, amen, we're just going to say, good morning. It's going to be one endless day. And there'll be no darkness there. I don't know about you, praise God. I'm not going to endanger myself by trusting to myself, by talking to myself. I'm just going to talk to God because He's got a plan all laid out for me. Just like He's got a plan all laid out for you. And one day in a little while, He's going to fulfill His plan in you. And He'll call us unto Himself and He'll call us out of here and He'll call us home, praise God, to be with Him where He is, to a place He's going to prepare for us in the presence of a holy and righteous God. I don't know about you, boy, that makes me excited. Amen. I don't have to depend on myself. I have to depend on my Lord. Amen. Because He's delivered so much. Amen. Amen. This year has been a year of turmoil and just anything that you could think of. But God Almighty, I can say with all my heart, has delivered again. Amen. Well, just wait on the Lord. So what did you do? I just had to stop and just wait upon the Lord. Call upon God. Amen. Didn't run after things myself. But I called out to God and said, Lord, I need some help over here. And the Lord said, I know you do. I see your situation. And I'm a working. And have you noticed how you can just see God just begin to finger around and work in a situation? And that situation just began chiming. I mean, something seems so dire. So distressful. But all of a sudden it just starts working around and it just seems to get, you know, just you can just see the Lord working in it. And God just begins to put people there and He begins to rearrange things. That's what He does when we wait upon the Lord. Amen. We have good courage and we renew our strength in our hearts in Him. Amen.